はい、ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Stop by our website JapanesePod101.com for all the latest and greatest features, line-by-line audio, iPod on the go, plus much more. Stop by and see what's going on at JapanesePod101.com.
おはよう東京。第8回日本文化レッスンでございます。さくらです。
はつみです。
Peter here, and we're back with another edition of Japanese Culture Class. As always, we're brought to you by Eric Lainen, the translation and interpretation specialist.Okay, here with me in the studio is, to my right...
Sakura desu.
That's my left.
Sorry.
It's a joke.
Okay.
Okay, one more time. To my right is...
Sakura desu.
To the left...
Hatsumi desu.
Wow.
Ah, 両手に花.
Flowers on both sides.
Roses, Sakura. Oh, roses.
But cherry だよ、Sakura は.
Oh boy, anyway. We started already. Okay, let's just go back to that very smooth expression I just used. Ah, flashbacks to the single days. Okay, what is this expression, Sakura?
両手に花両手 both hands 花 flowers.
Okay, can you break this down?
両手に花
And one time fast.
両手に花
Flowers on both sides.
Right.
And again, this is very useful.
Is it?
I don't know.
We don't use it. Like, we girls don't use it. Just like men, right? Because when they have girls on both sides, you say that.
What could you say if you have guys on both sides?
Sakura
will make a new Japanese expression, a new exclusive.
You make it harder for me every day. 両手に狼?
On both sides.
Okami.
And what is this?
Wolves. This is not used. We just, you know, made it up here.
No. Okay, a JapanesePod101.com exclusive expression soon to be listed in the idiom dictionary. Give it to us one more time, Sakura.
両手に狼.
On both sides.
Wolves.
And give it to us one time fast.
狼.
Did we break it down?
No.
Break it down.
O-O-K-A-M-I.
And one time fast.
O-O-K-A-M-I.
Yes, I think there's many people out there who would agree with you, Sakura. Okay. Oh boy, we better get back on track.
Yes.
What did we want to talk about?
Okay, you mentioned flowers, right?
Yes,
and
yes.
And there is an event related to flower coming soon, right?
What's the event?
Momo no Sekku.
And what's this?
Peach Festival.
Peach Festival.
Okay, okay. Momo is peach. So Peach Festival.
Okay, Momo. Peach Festival. What is this, Sakura?
Well, the more popular name is Hinamatsuri, and it's Dolls Festival celebrating or praying for the good health of girls.
And this is held every year on which day?
March 3rd.
March 3rd.
Yes.
Let's jump back to the first phrase you gave us. What was that phrase?
Momo no Sekku.
Okay, and this is the Peach Festival.
Yes.
And this is because going by the old lunar calendar, this was the season that...
Peach blossom.
Bloomed.
Yes.
Right? Because nowadays, I don't see too many peaches around this point in time.
Right.
Okay, so please continue, Sakura.
Hinamatsuri.
Dolls Festival. Or is there another name that sometimes it goes by?
Girls Festival.
Yes. We're going to use this name from here on out. How does that sound, Sakura?
Okay,
Sakura. Can you give us this name one more time?
Hinamatsuri.
Break it down.
Hinamatsuri.
And one time fast.
Hinamatsuri.
And hina is what?
Doll.
And matsuri is?
Festival.
So there it is. A combination of two words. Doll festival.
Yes.
So Sakura, can you tell us a little more about this?
Yes.
Don't sound too enthusiastic.
No.
Let's ask you. So Sakura, can you tell us a little something about this?
Okay.
Yes, that's what we'd like to hear.
Okay, so this is girls' festival, and you have boys' festival as well in May.
Yes.
So wait. Okay, in March we have girls' festival. When a baby girl is born in a family, usually grandparents give that little girl hina ningyo doll set.
A doll set.
Mm. And these dolls are supposed to protect that girl from evil spirits and illness and bad luck.
Wow.
Yes.
Sakura, do you have a set?
Yes.
And Hatsumi, do you have a set?
Sure.
Sure? Wow. Now you said doll set, right?
Yes.
How many dolls are in this set?
It varies from two to many.
Mm. Wow. Very broad.
Mm. Okay.
Yes, we should mention that the dolls vary in price. Some of these sets can cost over $10,000.
Right. Mm-hmm. Varies, yes.
This weekend, we're going to have Sakura's collection estimated.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, can you tell us about the dolls inside this set?
Yes. The main two are the Emperor, which is Obina or Odairi-sama.
What was that one more time?
Obina or Odairi-sama.
And that's the Emperor.
The Emperor. And the other one is the Empress, which is Mebina or Ohina-sama.
Wait. The name of this is Hinamatsuri, right?
Yes.
Ohina-sama is the Empress.
Yes.
A nice way for you to remember
yes.
the holiday is it's Girls' Day, right?
Yes.
Hinamatsuri?
Yes.
And what's the Empress again?
Ohina-sama.
Ohina-sama.
Yes. Ohina-sama can also mean the whole thing as well. But specifically, it's that Empress.
Sakura, you ruined my great way to
I
remember
know, I'm
it.
I'm sorry.
Okay, listen to Sakura. What do I know? Please, Sakura, continue.
Okay, so these two are the crucial ones. So if the house is small, they have this two people set, the Emperor and the Empress. Okay, and larger ones have 三人 kanjo, three court ladies. And they're carrying sake or this tray with their food on.
Are they on the same level or a different level?
Oh, and I forgot to mention this. Hinaningyo, the dolls are displayed on steps, and the steps represent the level.
Yes. So what were the highest ones?
The emperor and the empress.
So where do they go?
On the top.
Yes, they got their own level. Then below them we have?
三人 kanjo, three court ladies. And the next level, I have to mention this as well, 五人林, which is five court musicians. They're playing flute or drums or other instruments.
Traditional Japanese drum.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And the levels continue on, right?
Yes.
We just wanted to give you a kind of an idea.
Yes.
And we're going to have some pictures up on the homepage.
Mm.
All right. So we have the doll sets and you place these doll sets out. When do we place them out? Do we place it out on the day or do we place it out 2 weeks in advance? How does this work?
About 2 weeks in advance is the best.
The best.
Yes. And it said that it's better to display them early and put them away early.
This festival is on the 3rd.
Yes.
So when's the ideal time to put them away?
Well, maybe the next day or next weekend.
Oh. Hmm.
So not like, you know, many weeks after that. Because if you don't, she's going to get married late.
I see. Yes, this is one of the kind of superstitions
yes.
associated with this festival. If you don't put the dolls away quickly, then
she's going to be single for a long time before getting married.
Ah.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
Very interesting. Any other superstitions associated with it?
Actually, this festival comes from China originally, and they had dolls that carried bad luck and evil spirits for you, and you would throw them in the river, and then it would be carried away, so it will be gone.
Yeah, they believed that you could transfer your bad luck and the evil and the spirits into this doll,
yes.
then throw it into the river.
Yes.
Be careful not to overshoot the river. And then they'll be washed away.
Right. That was called Hina Nagashi.
One more time?
Hina Nagashi.
Which means putting the dolls in the river. Actually, direct translation would be doll and...
Flow.
Flow.
Yes.
Which in English is into the river with the doll.
Okay.
So that's where the origins of this kind of come from. And
I heard that... And the dolls were clothes from Heian period.
When was that? The Heian period?
Heian period is about year 1000.
Wow.
Yes.
Very old clothes.
Mm, traditional. The Empress doll wears 12 hitoe, which is many layers of kimono. And this is still worn in royal wedding.
Wow. Still worn?
Yes.
Wow, that's a long tradition.
Yeah, it's really heavy, you know. Yeah. Princess Masako wore it in her wedding in 1993.
Wow, that's amazing. Please check our website. We're going to have some pictures about this up. Yes. Very interesting.
I think it's best to look at the picture. You can get the idea.
Yes. Okay. So we've covered a lot about this, about where it comes from.
Yes.
Give you kind of general background. Now, Sakura, on this day, what do?
We eat.
Very okay. different from every other day.
Well, I'll just mention.
We eat every day, Sakura.
Yes, I know. Okay. I just want to mention just a couple of things that we have on that day, like sake called shiro sake. It's sweet Japanese sake. And also we have...
Wait, stop 1 second. Slow down. So what was this name again? One more time.
Shiro sake.
Yes. And this means white sake.
Right.
And it's very sweet.
Yes.
Do you like it?
Too sweet.
Too sweet. Yes. Okay.
Okay. This was shiro sake. Right?
Shiro sake.
Yes. Also, we have hishimochi.
Hishimochi.
Yes.
And what's this?
Okay, the last part, mochi, is rice cake.
Yes.
Yes.
But some of you might have a hard time imagining this. It's not hard. It's very soft, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
So when we say rice cake, it's kind of like very soft.
Yes, sticky.
Sticky. Rice cake.
Yes. Okay, and hishi. Hishi is diamond shape.
Kind of like a square turned on its side.
Yes, yes. And there's in three colors, layers of three colors, green, white, pink. And you display it in front of hina ningyo dolls.
Ah, so you put that in front of it.
Yes.
And Sakura, you know these colors have meaning? The white color means purity. The green color means health. Mm. And red, or pink as you said, wards off the evil.
Ooh, wow.
Okay, next we have?
The one we usually eat this is the hina arale.
And what's that?
It's like frosted Rice Krispies. And they're in colors of pink, white, and green as well.
Oh, they sound good.
Yes, it's good.
I've never had them.
Really?
Can I buy it at the store?
Yes, in any place, convenience store or department store, anywhere, supermarket.
All right, yes. I got something to do next Friday.
Okay.
Okay,
and
next.
That's about it? Yes.
Now, associated with this day is a song, right, Sakura?
Yes, every Japanese person knows this.
Everybody knows this song. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to have Hatsumi and Sakura sing you this song.
Yay!
Okay? Here we go, everybody.
Okay.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we have a special, special treat for you.
せーの。明かりをつけましょう、ぼんぼりに。お花をあげましょう、桃の花。五人林の笛太鼓。今日は楽しいひな祭り。
Wow.
Okay, you can find out about this song on the web page, right?
I don't know. We might have to start selling albums from you two.
No,
wow,
this
that was great.
This is really popular. We learned it in childhood, and everybody knows this.
Very impressed. All right, that's going to do it for today. Wow, we're going to get this back and cut this up. I want to take this home and put it on my MP3 player.
Yeah,
on my iPod. Thank you so much. Okay, that's going to do it.
また明日ね。
See you tomorrow. Be sure to stop by JapanesePod101.com and check out the Premium Learning Center. Inside, we have material to bring everything you learn in the lesson together. Flashcards, quizzes, really consolidate what you learn in today's lesson. Stop by, say hi, and be sure to leave us a post.